yesterday we learned the din on Lamed Vavam base. Rav interprets that this is pshat in the Mishnah, and even if it's not pshat in the Mishnah, the other Amorim read the Mishnah differently, but the din is still a correct din. It appears in the Braisa that a difference between a nida and a zava, namely respect to dam kosher. If the woman has labor pains in advance, let's say 3 days in a row in advance of the delivery of the baby, and these 3 days in a row should have really been Yemei Zivaso, because she became a nida the week before. By us, it's highly unlikely. The woman is she's 9 months pregnant. She's having a rias nida. But the Gemara is describing such a case. So she became a nida. She went to the mikveh. Then the next 11 days, she can possibly become a zavah gdoila. So she had 3 days in a row a rias. Will she become a zavah gdoila? So the Gemara says, we learn that from a pasuk, dama machmas atzma v'lo machmas chalav. That's if the dam should have made her into a zava, so if the ziva precedes birth of a baby, and there's koshi, there's labor pains, then it's not metame. But if the dam should make her into a nida, not into a zava, so then kosh sevime nida, she becomes a nida, and kosh sevime ziva, she will be tahira. So then the Mishnah has that if there's a pause, if there's shofsa, shofi means there's a pause in the pain, shofsa menatzav lo menadam. The dam can be every single day, that doesn't matter, but shofsa menatzav, there's no more labor pains, for a full day, mapsi can between the 3 days that should have made, that we're discussing whether those rias make her into a zava or not. So if there's a hafsaka of a full day in between the rias of the ziva and the birth of the baby, then we don't attribute, we don't call it dam koshi. And the Mishnah recorded a machlokes Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua whether that 1 day pause is measured by 24 hours, meis leis, or it's laila bayom, kilei l'shabbos v'yom, a halachic day, according to the calendaric day. So we discussed yesterday that Tosfos on the Mishnah, kilei l'shabbos v'yom, learns that it's a medical machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Can you attribute the labor pains to the birth of the baby or not, if it was more than 24 hours before, but there wasn't a full Yom HaShel Torah, mafsik in between. Which is very strange to have a machlekes in medicine, that the medicine should depend on Yom HaShel Torah, is very strange. So that's why we developed the notion that it's really a machlekes in halacha, that this din, that if dam koshi, the koshi means the labor pains preceded the birth, that the woman is, if it's koshi b'mei ziva tohira, is because tumas leida is a tumah that the Torah compares to tumas nida. And ziva is a different kind of tumah. This constitutes a tata de sasri. So if there's a tziruf between it, and the tziruf is if it's within 1 day. So if there's a tziruf between the rias ziva and the leida, so that can't be. So I say the leida accomplishes a tumas nida, kimei nida is dvois a titmo, and the tumas ziva doesn't get off the ground. Kosh sevi mei ziva tayr. Bimei nida nida, why? Because that's not a tarte de sasri. Tumas yole, this is tumas nida, and nida is nida, so it's nida nida, it's mibe mina, so it's ha. But if the koshi, the dam that came out, this man koshi, is supposed to make her into a zava, so tumas ziva with the tumas yole, this, that constitutes a tarte de sasri. And the machlekes of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is in Tzirufei Rias, Hapsoke of Rias. What is the shear to be mapsik? Yom. What kind of a yom? So sometimes Aloha recognizes a yom as meis leis, and sometimes a yom yamaim yamad, or yikam kikaspahu, by Hori Gebet Kaini Shalom. So it depends on yom yamaim, on meis leis. And sometimes yom by Haparas and Zarmas and machlekes Satana. So sometimes it depends on Yom Shalter, sometimes it depends on Meis Leis, and that's the Machlokes Satana. So just to demonstrate that this is the Machlokes, if you take a look in the beginning of Perek Yotzei Dofen, Mem Amid Aleph, the first 2 lines, the first 3 lines in the Mishnah, so there's a Machlokes Satana. A woman is pregnant for 9 months, and then she's about to give birth, and the doctors make a cesarean delivery. So the baby is alive and kicking, so it's not a devil. It's not an angel. It's a baby. It's either a zohar and a keva. So there's a machlokes satanai whether the woman becomes to, whether she have yimei tumah v'yimei tara. So we paskin though, yotzei doifen and yoshmo v'yimei tumah v'yimei tara. Ein chayav malav korban. All the dinim in parshas Tazria don't apply. You may tumi, you may tar, and the chiyuv korban, nothing applies. Rav Shimon disagrees. Areze ki yolud. You have all the dinim. You have you may tumi, you have you may tar, and there is a chiyuv korban. We don't pass like Rav Shimon. Okay, we pass like the chacham. So the Gemara on mem aleph or mem aleph towards the bottom is working am shat and a brayse. Ton of abana on the list 5-6 lines. It's from the starting from the letter zayin. On the kasha shlosha yomim, the woman had dam koshi 3 days in a row, so it should make her into a question. It should make her into a zava gedolah. The yotzav lad derech hadofen, then she is tameil. Reb Shimon disagrees. So what are they fighting about? What's the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbanan? Amar Avina on the last line on the Amud, but Mike on the Chligi. Amar Avina kigon shiyotzav lad derech dofen. The dam derech rechem, but as the Reb Shimon the tamei, the Rabbanon the tamei. So Rashi explains, Pasha Psha, the Rabbanon hold when the baby is delivered, cesarean delivery, so there's no tumas yoledes at all. So if there's no tumas yoledes, then there's no reason to say that there's no din of dam koshi making a tamei. The whole reason why dam koshi be meziva is not metame is because there's a tartar asasri between tumas. Yoledes, Tumas Yoledes is a tumor, the type of Nida, and Ziva. Nida and Ziva are tied to the Sasa. They can't be together. On the level of their eyes, for sure they can't be together. So there, Rabbanon, who hold that a cesarean delivery is not mitamei, so there is no Tumas Yoledes to speak of. So there's no tied to the Sasa with the woman becoming a Zava Gdela. So she becomes a Zava Gdela. But as the Reb Shimon, the Tamei, Reb Shimon goes to the Shittas, and he holds that when you have a Yotze Doifen delivery, there is the Yimei Tumah, so there is Tumas Yoledes, which is comparable to Tumas Nidah. So therefore, the Dam Koshi will be Tohar. It cannot be that it's a... You see, if you learn the other Pshat, if you learn the other Pshat in that Gemara, yesterday we were looking at the Gemara Lamed Vav on the base. So the Gemara learns up in the Pasuk, the Tan Rabban, you know how they mean, how do you know this whole din? Of Dam Koshi Bimei Ziva is Tohara. So Gemara quotes a brisa that it says if the woman has riyas dam doma doma machmas atzma velo machmas oynes, if the dam kam machmas oynes is not tamei. But then Gemara says, but it's a stira. You have a brisa that dam machmas oynes is also mitame. It doesn't matter what caused the dam. So the Gemara says there's only one oynes that's an exception to the oynes of leida, and that in the pesukim only say by zava shein. So a leida is an oynes. By nida, even the oynes of leida is also mitame. And the oynes of leida by zava is not metamic. So you read the Gemara, the simple reading is that it's a form of oynes that's not metamic. A real oynes is not metamic. That's what Tesis learns. So what's the machlokes tatanoim? If shopsa, if there's a shofi for all day, so Tesis learns all the medical machlokes. Can you attribute the koshi? Can you attribute? People have belly aches, people have upset stomachs, people have pain. Is that called labor pains or not? If there was a pause of 24 hours where there was no labor pain at all, and then she has the baby later. But there wasn't the whole day mapsik. It wasn't Yom Shoter mapsik. There was a slice of 24 hours was mapsik in between the labor pains with the dam and the later. So Tosfos learned that's a machlekes and mitzvos, a medical machlekes. So we suggested not so. So this Gemara in the beginning of Yotzei Dofen, Alpi Pash, this is Beferish. If you're going to say it's a medical machlokes, what does it have to do with Rav Shimon and the Rabbana? And Ravina says, Va'azdu, how do you say it? Each one goes l'shitosai. Va'azdu Rav Shimon l'tamei, v'Rabbana l'tamei. According to Rav Shimon, Yotzei Dofen is a leidah. According to Rabbana, Yotzei Dofen is not a leidah. So it's a machlokes. Rav Shimon Rabbana is also a medical machlokes. Also a medical machlokes. Everything is a medical machlokes. Very not mistaba. Machlokes, Rav Rabbana is a machlokes in halacha. If there's a cesarean delivery of the baby, does the woman have a din of yoledes, yimei tumah, yimei tara, and a korban yoledes or not? That's not a medical machlokes. So why does the Gemara say that whether the dam koshi yimei ziva will be tohar or not depends on the machlokes of Shimon Rabban? That's how Rabbeinu interprets the brisa. That's what it sounds like. Rabbeinu interprets the brisa. So that's what leads one to believe that the whole din of dam koshi yimei ziva tohara is not a medical din. It's not because this reinus is not metamic. This particular reinus. All other ria, be meziva, be me nida, metami, even bainus, every reinus, except for Einus of Leida by Zava only, by Nida not. No, that's not because it's a special form of Einus. It's because it's a tact of the Sasu and the Chalois HaTumas. The Tumas your letters are there. So according to Reb Shimon, there's a Tumas your letters by Yotze Defen also. So you have the issue of the tact of the Sasu. According to the Rabbanon, Baz the Rabbanon Haramai, according to the Rabbanon, there is no Tumas your letters. So there's no issue of tact of the Sasri in the Tumas. Lechor, that's how you have to say. And then you say the Machlekes, Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua, whether the Shofi should be the Ace La Ace or the Shofi, the Hapsoka of a day, should depend on Laila Vayom, Kilela Shabbos Vayomo, or the Hapsoka should depend on Ace La Ace. Also, a Machlekes in Aloha, it's not a Machlekes in Mitzvahs. That's why I thought this chat sounds better than what Tyson says on Lam and Roman of this.
What is the actual way that we in the tire? I mean, we know that the pains from the bird. The bird said, I'm making an incident. What is the score of the Chachamim? They say that there was no way that we in the tire.
Right.
But the Maisim, we know that the pains were birth pains.
Oh, so you see Beferish from the Gemara. Don't you see Beferish from that Gemara? That it's not that this kind of oinus is not metame by meziva. No, even this oinus is also metame. The only reason why it's not metame is because tumas leida is a spirit, is a tied to the and the chalashemis of the tumah. But if the so Rab Shimon l'shitasa, Rabban l'shitasa. According to the Rabban, there is no tumah. Leida is not metame. But if it's, that's exactly the point. But if it's because it's labor pains and this oinus is not metame, one oinus is an exception to the rule. So what does it have to do with Reb Shimon and Rabbanon? They don't argue in medicine, they're arguing in halacha, whether Yetzir Deifen is Metam. So yesterday we showed a Mishnah in Zavin, where there's a Machlekes Satanoim by a Shir Tziruf, by Keri Paitem and Azivo, whether the Shir Tziruf is Meis Leis, or the Shir Tziruf is Laila Vayom, the Leil Shabbos Vayom. You have such a Machlekes over here, in Nida. This will go back to a topic that we discussed last week. There is a Gemara, take a look, Nun Beis on the base. Take a look after, the last Mishnah is Haraya Kesnam. The other Mishnahs in that Perek are all about other totally other halachas. Perek Basimin. Miscellaneous topics, nothing to do with Nida. Starting from this Mishnah, Nun Beis and Beis the last Mishnah, Roya Kesem, this has to do with Hilchas Nida and Zor. So the Gemara has a Brisa. The last narrow line on the Daf. Two lines before the wide line. Po'omim, sometimes, Shaksamim Mevim Ledeziva. Sometimes if a woman has a Kesem, the Kesem means she finds a Kesem on her clothing or she finds a Kesem on the sheet, on the bed, and she doesn't know whether it's miguf or miyalmo, she doesn't know whether it's menamokar or not. And even if it was menamokar, it was beli hargosha, so menatoira, there's no problem. But that was the Gemara Nun Zayin on the base, that even though Shmuel says menatoira, she's toira, and Rabbi Akiva says menatoira, she's toira, if it's a sofik miguf or sofik miyalmo, so the Gemara said on the last line, on Nun Zayin on the base, moide Shmuel sheet mei mid rabban, there is an institution of ksamen, there is a din mid rabban of ksamen. So here the shayla is, if a woman has ksamim, can she ever become a zava gedola based on a kiss? So what if she wakes up one day, she finds somehow she didn't look on the dress, she's wearing the same dress 3 days in a row, or she's sleeping on the same bed three nights in a row, she didn't look. After 3 days of sleeping on the same bed or whatever, she sees a gigantic kesem that's the size of three gris. We'll have to get to that. There's a minimum size that if the kesem is smaller than a gris, it's not metame. We're going to have to talk about that also. This dim at the rabbanon, the ksamim, asa the isha lebaila, metame, only applies if it's bigger than a gris. What if she has such a big stain that it's the size of three gris? So do you have to be choshesh that maybe a little dam came out 3 days in a row and you made him into a zavah gedola? They say no. Well, the dam came out on one day, so she's a Anida, a zava ktana. If it's in the middle of your Yom Yom Shabbat Nida, Anida, why do you have to go to Chumra that maybe it was 3 days in a row? Maybe it was all on one day. It's enough to make her a zava ktana. So that's a machlokes satana. One big spot. One gigantic.
One spot, it always gets the same place.
Yeah.
So, not
So should you assume that it was one year on one day? Or should you assume, nay, there's a possibility that a little bit came out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day a little bit came out, and there are three times the shear gris, it's the size of three gris. So that's a machlokes satanoim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, Choshesh Mitzum Zov, she finds a big, that's the Mishnah, Nun Beis and Beis. She finds a big kesem, the size of three gris. Rabbi Meir says she becomes a Zov Gdoila. V'chacham Amarim, no. Emiksamim Mishum Zov. You're not Mechuyiv to be Choshesh that it came out on three different days. That's how Rashi says on the Mishnah, Choshesh Mishum Zov. If 3 days went by and she was wearing the same beggar 3 days in a row, she was sleeping on the same sheet 3 days in a row, she didn't look the first 2 days. The third day she looks and sees a gigantic kesem gadol, shir gimel grisim yod, gigantic kesem. So Reb Meir is machmer and the Rabbanon amegel. Reb Meir is machmer that makes him into a zavik dal and misafik, and the Chachamim say no. So the Gemara quotes the Braise, who's the Chachamim who disagree with Reb Meir? It's from Chanina ben Antignus, the Tanya, we have a Braise, from Chanina ben Antignus says, Ksamim, Eimem Shum Zov, means if you have a gigantic kesem that's the size of three grisim, then you don't have to be choishish that it came out a little bit in 3 days in a row. However, pamim, sometimes yes. Like some of them, they say, what's yes? Let's say she wore three different dresses on 3 different days. And then she finds a kesem on the first dress, she finds a kesem on the second dress, she finds a kesem on the third dress. It could be the kesem is that she was holding the baby. It could be the dam came almost. She doesn't know. Maybe the dam came, maybe it's not the goof at all. But we don't have anything to be toiler in. We'll have to learn the dinim of Tlius and so on. So then, even the Mekel, even Amchanita Ben Antignus is Mekel, but she slept on 3 different beds on 3 different nights. In each bed she finds a kesem, so that makes her Zovek Doyla, or she had a Riyah. She knows she had a Riyah Sunday, Monday. Then on Tuesday she slept on a bed and she finds a kesem. So also makes her into a Zovek Doyla. That's what it says in the Braisa. Pamim, sometimes, Samim Amavim Adezivim. Kate said, for example, Lav Shagim Achalukas Abdukasla, Amatzalan Kesem. She wore 3 different garim, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then each day she found a kesem. So that makes her a Zavik Daila. Okay, Midirabon, kesem. Oh, she had a Riyah Sunday, Monday, and a Bechaluk Echot, and she wore a Beged on the third day, and the third day there's a kesem. That makes her into a Zavik Daila. Hein Haksam Habimina Dezivim. In this case, Rabbi Chanina Ben Atikna disagrees. The only time he disagrees is when you find a gigantic kesem, the size of 3 grisim. So Rav Meir comes up with the sign file that you have to treat it like 3 different riyas, a possibility of 3 riyas, if she was wearing the same bag in 3 days in a row, and she didn't check at all in between. And Rav Chanina ben Antignus disagrees. So the Gemara asked Akasha on the Braisa. Hashto on the second white line on Nun Beis and Beis. Isn't it a Kavachayma? If you start off on the Braisa, you say if the woman wears a different bag on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she finds a kesem, makes into Zavik Gedoyla, okay. So then you say, or Zokter, if she has a Riyah on Sunday and a Riyah on Monday, and then she finds a kesem on Tuesday. Madach, 3 days in a row of Ksamim makes her into Zavik Gedoyla. All 3 are Ksamim. Ksamim is only the Rabbanon. So if 2 days were a Riyah and the 3rd day is a kesem, Avada makes into Zavik Gedoyla. Shouldn't it be a Kavachemer? The way the Brice is written, the last line is a Kavachemer from the previous line. It's a suffix. Maybe that it's bechlal not migufa. Nonetheless, chayshina and it makes the three ksamim make her into a zavik doyla. So shnei yamim, 2 days of riyah, and the 3rd day is a chaluk echad. A chaluk is a beggar, a kesem. Meboy isn't a kavachayma, of course. So why does Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus write it in such a way? Except once he said the first din, second din is certainly included. Everything more name. The first case where she wore 3 garments in 3 different days, that's only midirabbanan. The whole institution of ksamim is only midirabbanan. So midirabbanan went machmer to treat her like a zava gedolah. Would we say she has to bring a carbon? Zava has to bring a carbon after the shivani kid. No, you can't. There's no. You can't be mechayev. The zava has to bring a chatos. A chatos is not bob and edu and a dove. You never have a chiyuv chatos midirabbanan. If she would have only brought an oilo, so a shlamim, okay, a shlamim and oilo is bob and edim and adov. But a chat is not bob and edim. So there's no such thing as a chiyuv korban midirabbanan. So if she has three days in a row ksamim, she's a zavik gedolah midirabbanan. In the next case, where she had 2 riyas in a row, 2 riyas and yud alef yom shemei nida la nida, riyas with hargosha. Then the third day, she finds a kesem. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, one might have thought she had two riyas in a row, yiralu yam shmei nidil and nidil, which is abnormal. Then she has a kesem the next day. You put two and two together. Obviously, the kesem is miglufa, and she continued to have the riyah on the third day. Aye, but the kesem was b'li hargosha. Yeah, but I would have thought there was a hargosha yesterday. There was a hargosha Sunday and Monday. So I would have thought even though the third day there was no hargosha, this is a hemshef in the original riyah. So ma'u detema, I would have thought, kolki haigavno, two riyas in a row, 2 days in a row. And the third day there's a kesem via karban v'nechal. I would have thought that she's a bada, is of a gdoila, and she brings a karban, chatos yoledes, regular, not chatos yoledes, the chatos of the zava, and it's nechal, it's a bada karban. So mashmalon, that is not so. Rav Chanina ben Atikma says no, it's the same if she has three ksamim in a row, 3 days in a row ksamim, that she doesn't bring a karban at all, it's only with the rabbana. So the same in this case, you don't say Mevi'a Karban Venechal. So what is the din? So Rashi writes, Mevi'a Karban Venechal. Mevi'a Karban Venechal. She has to bring a Karban, and they can't eat the Karban. You bring a Chatas ala Sofet. So first of all, you have to know, what kind of a din is that? You're not allowed to bring Chulam Ba'azara. So a Chatas na bo b'ned ben adam. So how can you bring a Chatas ala Sofet and not eat it? There is a din of Oshim Talui. Is a din of Hashem Tovah. If a person is Mesupik, if he ate Chayel of Anat, so in certain cases, not in all cases, in certain cases, yeah, Chaticha, Achaz, Mishtei Chatichas, then the law requires you have to bring an Hashem Tovah. And Hashem Tovah is a Vaday Korban. So the Kohanim eat it. The Kohanim eat Achatas, the Kohanim eat an Hashem. That's a Vaday Korban. The Sufik, Yediyah Sufik, if the person is Mesupik, whether he ate Chayel of Anat, whether he's Mechal Shabbos or not, so that Yediyah Sufik is Mechayib and an Hashem Tovah. So that Hashem Tovah is Necham. When do you ever have a chatas that you bring a chatas vein and echal a sofik, you don't bring. Whenever you have a sofik, that's a sofik chulam bazar, so you don't bring it. So the Gemara says, no, there is a chatas soif abo ala sofik, special din. That's by mechusri kapara. The abo mechusri kapara, the zav, the zava, yoledes, and mitzor, these four people, if they don't bring their korbanas, they're going to remain tummy for the rest of their lives. What do you mean remain tummy? Tobal v'yolo, if a person goes to the mikveh and he comes out of the mikveh, even before Harav Shemesh, his Torah with respect to Chulan and with respect to Maisu Sheni. If Herod Shimsho, once he waits till Tzeisa Kachavim, is even Erchel B'Truma. But as far as entering the Beis HaMikdash and reading Karbanos, so he's still considered Tomei if he's a Zav Zav Yoledes and Mitzor, one of the four people who are the Abom B'Chusir Kapar. That's the name of the second Perek in Krisus, Abom B'Chusir Kapar. So these four people are going to remain Tomei for the rest of their lives, vis-a-vis entering the Beis HaMikdash. And in Shalosh Regalim, there's a mitzvah of the you have to walk into the Azar. You have to eat the Shalmei Simcha. You have to eat Karbanos. So what are you going to do? A person, if a person is a Vadai Zav, so he brings the Karbanos and Shain, he gets rid of the two. A person is a Safek Zav, so he's stuck for the rest of his life. He has no way to kriech out of the mess. He can't bring the Chatas because the Safek Chulam Azar. And if he does bring the Chatas, he remains Tamei for the rest of his life. You're going to have a problem. So the Gemara in Nazir learns that from Xeris HaKosuv that there is an institution of Chata Soif Abo Al HaSofik. In such a situation, you don't bring a Chata's Behema, you have to bring a Chata Soif. So if you bring a Chata Soif Abo Al HaSofik, it's maybe Behena Nechal in such a case. When you have a Vadai Chata's, maybe Korban Benechal. You have a Vadai Oshim, even an Oshim Toloi. The Mechayiv of the Oshim Toloi is the Sofik Yediyah. The Yediyah Sofik. I'm not sure whether I ate Chaylev or not. I'm not sure whether I was Mechal Shabbos. But once I'm not sure, then the Torah is Mechayiv to bring a Vadai Korban, and Hashem Tali is Nechal, like a regular Hashem Vadai. Hashem Tali is also Nechal. But this is a real Chata Soif Abo Al HaSofik. This is a real Sofik. Akzeres HaKosov that you bring it. Despite the fact that usually we should have said that Sofik, Chulam Bazara, you go to Chumah, you shouldn't bring it. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that this one you bring, otherwise will remain stuck for the rest of his life. So Rashi learns on this Gemara, Ma'u detema, if there were two riyas 2 days in a row, and on the third day there was a kesem. Ma'u detema, one might have thought, Kol kei gavin desachya, two and two is four. I would have thought it's obvious that the riyah, the kesem on the third day is migufa, and even though there was no hargosha, there was hargosha. The hargosha in the first 2 days is zayla, but the third day it's all a hemshech of one long riyah, and that's medea korban venechal. That should be, this case, a kesem should be a vadai. How can it be a vadai? It's a sofik me'almo. It's a pella, it's a sofik miguf, a sofik mi'alma. We're talking about a kesem, we're not sure that it's min ha-mokarana. Okay, that's one of the kashas that all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So Rashi learns the Gemara like that. Ma'u detema, that it's a vadai, to maziva mivir korban menecho. Komash malon. Reb Chanina ben Atignis puts it together with three ksanim in a row. It's mivir korban veinanecho. Mivir korban veinanecho. How can it be mivir korban? So the Rani asked, all the Rishonim asked, how can it be that mivir korban? There was no hargosha. The third day there was no hargosha. So apparently Rashi is not bothered with that. That's what we spoke about last week. Rashi holds that the 3 days in a row they make a Zohar G'dayla, if there was Agosh on the first day and the second day, it's considered one long riyah. Even though there was a pause, there wasn't Dam Keseda for 72 hours going straight. There was a little Dam on the first day, a little Dam on the second day, a little Dam on the third day. But if the 3 days consecutively, in the Yod Aleph Yom Shebein Nidlam Nidah, the Halacha considers that one long riyah. And as long as there was a Hagosha in the beginning, the Hagosha relates to the Hemshech of the Riyah. So it's Mediya Korban, Vein Anechal. It's a Suffix of a Gedolah Dereis. The other Mishanim disagree. They say no. That there's no Hagosha. There's no Hagosha, so it's not called the Riyah. It's not at all.
But what is exactly the definition of Hagosha? Does he have to be conscious, or does he have to remember she felt something, or
could be that she had a hargosha and she forgot it. That's how Rashi learns midi rabbanan. On the last line on Nun Zayin on the base, going over to Nun Ches and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Abiyurmi Amidifti, Moide Shmuel Shi Tamei midi rabbanan. Shmuel admits that there is an institution of Ksam midi rabbanan. So Rashi learns, Dil Margish of Elav Adaita. Maybe she did have a hargosha, but she wasn't paying attention. And Tosis disagrees with the Rashi. They don't think that's the reason for the din of Ksamim and the Rabbanim. They think that even if there's Bevado, there's no Hargosha, Kaf Gozru Chachamim, that Riyaz Dam and Amarka, Beli Hargosha, is also Mitamim and the Rabbanim. So Rashi learned that's the reason with the Rabbanim. Dil Margash Avalavadaita, that's the reason why with the Rabbanim there is a din of Ksamim. But on the level of their Isa, if she was not aware of any Hargosha, we assume there was no Hargosha. So Rashi over here has this chiddush. Rashi holds kamash malon that in this case, with the two riyas 2 days in a row, and the third day there's a kesem, kamash malon nadiya korban veina nechal, that she's a suffix of a gedolah.
According to Rashi, how do you define a riyah without hargosha that we say is absurd to the person? Doesn't be on her body? No. Where would it be a riyah? Find it. Find it on her body. When would be nechal? Couldn't the Rashi say the hargosha is coming soon?
Yeah.
Once you had a hargosha, you don't need a hargosha.
But the reason why it's a suffix.
I agree on the young shlishi that you would be maybe the nechal.
She knows for sure that it's menamoker, but there's no hargosha. Let's say the doctor looks and he says, yeah, there's dam coming menamoker, and she has no hargosha.
I'm a doctor. She can't become a zebra. I'm a doctor.
She can become, okay. She knows that there's dam menamoker, but there was no hargosha. Okay.
So.
The case
where does she find that now? She has to find it on her body?
No. She can find it on the beggar also.
If she finds it on the beggar, then she should be married in Echo. And she would be called a kesem, according to Rashi.
A kesem, I think, means that it's a sofik megufa, sofik me'alma. So then if it's a sofik me'alma, so maybe it's not bechlam, not damen amokha. So then it's going to be medir karb mevein in Echo. But if it's a vaday min amokha, the only thing is that it's Bali Hargosha. Then Rashi behold that it's Midiya Korban Menecha. Then it's Avados. It's Avadai Min Amokar. Rabbi Akiva said it in, if it's a Sofik, Migufa, Sofik, Eina Min Amokar. Shmuel added on, even if it's Avadai Min Amokar, but it's Bali Hargosha. So Rashi here is learning the Gemara, if the third... So if the third, the first 2 days, there was a Riyah with Hargosha. The third day, there's a Kesem, so if it's a Sofik, Migufa, Sofik, Mealma, and then it's Mediyah Korban Veda Necha. But after the third day, it's Vadai Min Amokar. The only thing is that it's Bali Hargosha. Then Rashi will hold that she's a Zavik Dorla Min Atar, Mediyah Korban Veda Necha. Rashi repeats it again on the next daf, on Nun Gimel on the base. The Rishonim disagree with the Rashi on Nun Beis on the base. They all jump on Rashi. What do you mean, Kamash Mim on Mediyah Korban Veda Necha? How can it be that a Kesem is plays a role on the level of their eyes. Kesem doesn't count. There's no hargosha.
It should be a little easier for Rashi to get there if he says there really is a chashash of no hargosha of lava daita. Maybe there's a chashash that normally we don't have to be punished for that subject deraisa. But
yeah.
Here you want to be punished for the subject deraisa.
But if you have a if the suffix is shema migufa shema me'alma, then Rabbi Akiva says that there's no din of kesem is only with the rabbanon.
No, but here, in our case, in 2 years and on the third day,
kesem.
So,
I think the kesem means that it's a suffix me'alma. Maybe it's bechlal not menamok. So Rashi says in such a case, mevi'a korban ve'ina nechal. But if the third day would be yes menamok, just b'li hargasha, then Rashi says there should be mevi'a korban ve'nechal. Ma'u detema, the Gemara thought originally, if she has two riyas on 2 days in a row, and the third day you find a kesem, it's an umdir in the muchach that this dam was menamokar also on the third day. So it was menamokar, and despite the fact that it's b'li hargasha, I consider the hargasha from the first day and the second day, amitzuruf to the riyah on the third day, so it's a riyah with hargasha. So kamash malon that it's not so. You don't establish a ruben alisa kaman an umdir, and that since there was a riyah Sunday and Monday, so the kesem on Tuesday must have certainly been minamoka. You don't say it like that. So therefore Rashi learned, since it's a suffix minamoka, suffix ain't a minamoka, so it would be a korban vein a necha. But if it would be vada minamoka, then it would be necha. Then Rashi holds it and said, din derais, it's necha. So Rashi, Lishitasa, interprets the Gemara, nun gimla in base, also the same way, that if you have a few days in a row, and on one day there was a riyah, and one day, see, so far we had the Rashi and Nun Beis on the Beis. Rashi's talking 2 days in a row, there's a Riyah with Hargosha, and the third day there's a Kesem. What if it'll be the reverse? The first day there'll be a Kesem, and the second and the third day there'll be a Riyah. So that's where Rashi graduates. And Nun Gimel on Beis, Rashi says, that's also the same thing. If it's a couple of days in a row, but it has to be with a Shir Tziruf of Riyas. So what's the Shir Tziruf of Riyas? So Rashi has a Machlokes Hatanoim, whether the Shir Tziruf Riyas is Meis Leis, or the Shir Tziruf Riyas is Yom Mashal Torah. Take a look on Nun Gimel Amud Beis.
The first one was without a Hargosha.
Later. Let's say Elisha has a Riyah for 2 hours straight, and there's a Hargosha at the end. So that's one long Riyah, the Hargosha. So if she has a Riyah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Tuesday there's a Hargosha. So we say that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all Mitzvah of Yachad. And then there was Argosha at the end. So the Argosha at the end is Oila for the whole business. That's how Rashi seems to. And this Rashi on Nun Beis and Beis is the reverse. Ros Hashnayim, she had a Riyah 2 days in a row. And Ros Hashnayim, a Riyah 2 days in a row with Argosha. And the third day, Chaluk Echo. So the Argosha on the first day is Mitzurif to the Kesem on the third day. Here it's a reverse. Here in this Gemara, about the 8 or 10 lines from the top of Nun Gimel on Beis. And Gimel and Beis. The Gemara has the tiny base. Tana Rabbana. Rosa Kesem on the first day, on Sunday. Vachakach Rosa Dam. On Monday she has a Riyaz Dam. On Sunday she found a Kesem. And on Monday she has Dam. So there is a Din Midi Rabbana. That's the first Mishnah that we didn't do. The first Mishnah in the Masechta is a Chumra Midi Rabbana. That the Masechta starts off with the Din of the Rabbana. Like Gittin starts off a lot. Like many mesichtas like that, they start off with the din of the rabbanon until they get to the din. I get the daf pei hey and get the gufa shall get. Tells you what the text of the get is. First starts off before anechta, before anechta. So here this mesichta starts off with the chumrim of the rabbanon that only applies to truma and kochim and taris. That if a woman has a riyaz dam 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, she wasn't aware of. She just now she has a hargosha. So we have to be choshish that maybe up until 24 hours before, up until Monday, 2 o'clock, going back retroactively, maybe anything that's truma or kachim that she touched, maybe anything became kachim. So chumra b'di rabbanan, and I told her, there is no such thing. The Riyah was now, and the mikana la'bosh is tmeya, and she was b'cheskas tahara until now. She went to the mikveh already last month, and b'di rabbanan, you go back l'mafreya. And there's a machlokes satanayim, how far back do you go l'mafreya? Hillel says you go all the way back till the last time she made a bedikah. Let's say this last time she made a bedikah was last week. So you have to be metame the machreya any truma or kachim that she touched up until last week. And we don't paskin not like Hillel. Shammai says dayan shaitan zon metame mikana lava. Shammai is very makna. So we don't paskin like Shammai, but we don't paskin like Hillel either. Hillel was very machma. This is an unusual case. The Hillel is machma, Shammai is the makel. So we don't pass like either. We have not accepted neither Hillel's chumras nor Shammai's chumras. Hello, she's metame lemafreya up until 24 hours retroactively. Maybe the dam really came out and abayis apanim el abayis achitzaim. That's the Mishnah we had. We had a Mishnah. Where was it? Mem Amud Aleph, I think. That kol anoshim and tamis, yeah. Kol anoshim and tamis bebayis achitzaim. When the dam goes from the bayis apanim into the bayis achitzaim, that's called the riyah. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk bibsara. The dam is still inside her body. But since it left the bayis apanim, it went to the bayis achitzaim and crossed over, rolled out. That's called the riyah. So here we're concerned she has the riyah dam today to a clock. Maybe the dam really left the bayis apanim, went to the bayis achitzaim up until 24 hours earlier. 24 hours would have already come. You don't have to be choshish for more than 24 hours. That's highly unlikely. The whole thing is highly unlikely anyway, but that's extremely highly unlikely that it would have come out more than 24 hours ago, and it took so long until it came out of her body. And if she made a bedikah within the last 24 hours, and then you don't, and she saw that she was tahira, you don't go back to say she's metamei mafreya up until 24 hours ago. But she made a bedikah 5 hours ago, and she saw that everything was noki, tahor. So you say, pkida, a bedikah is memayit in the meisleis. And if the last time she made a bedikah was a week ago, so then you only go back from Tamiz Anam Afreya up until Meisleis. Meisleis is Memayit al Yad Mepkida Lepkida. And with Pkida Lepkida, the bedikah is Memayit al Yad Meisleis. You go the smaller amount of time of the two, either Meisleis or the last bedikah, you go Lekul. So that whole din is a Chumr Midrabban. That in Tamiz Anam Afreya is a Chumr Midrabban. And only Tamiz Anam Afreya a little bit. Here the Gemara says, "Non gimel on the base." The premise of this brayse is: if a woman finds a kesem, she wears a dress, and then she takes off. She's wearing the dress every couple of days. She changes the dress. Then she finds dress. She finds a kesem. She doesn't know when the kesem developed. Could be today. Could be 3 days ago. Could be last week. She knows that the last time she washed the dress was 2 weeks ago, and at that time she checked it. There were no stains at all. Any stains that were there, she removed. And there was no, so as of 2 weeks ago, the beggar had no kesem in it. The last 2 weeks she doesn't know. Maybe the very next day then she wore it, she has a kesem. So the Gemara starts off this braisa that if an isha finds a kesem, the chumr midrabbanan, that yimtami lemafreya, goes all the way back till shasa kibus, till the time that she bet. More chumr than a riyah. The woman has a riyah. The whole meduber is only mitami lemafreya for truma v'kotshim. The whole thing is a chumr midrabbanan. It's not going to get to. When she goes to mikveh or anything like that, so all chumer merabbanan for truma v'kosh. So the brayse starts off that a woman who finds a kesem is metamei lemafreya more chumer than a woman has a riyah. But the shaila is, what if the woman has on Sunday she finds a kesem? Wow! So it's metamei lemafreya till the last time she washed the beged. Maybe she became a balas hakesem and she didn't realize it the very next day. But then Sunday she finds a kesem and Monday she has a riyah. So I say, since the kesem and the riyah were within 24 hours of each other, that's one opinion. Or the other opinion was that there wasn't the whole day mapsik in between yom shel Torah, laila ve'yom mapsik in between. So therefore, I am mitzaref the kesem with the riyah, and I say the kesem has the same din as the riyah, that it's not more chomer than a riyah. It's only mitamele mafreya meis leis. That's how the brayse starts off. Ruasa kesem ve'achakach ruasa dam. The kesem came first, and the riyah dam came later. Toila kisma biriyasa me eis le eis. He says the kesem is dino kiriya. I attribute the kesem. I say it's mitzurv to the riyah, provided that the riyah comes within 24 hours after the kesem. So then I say the kesem is dino kiriya. Then it's not mitamei lemafreya me eis leis. Not mitamei lemafreya all the way back at shasa kibus. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Alozer Aimer yomo. Only if it's on the same day. I think I just said it over wrong. Only if it's on the same day. If the, let's say the, she found the kesem 9 o'clock in the morning, and then she has a riyah 8 o'clock in the evening. So since the riyah was on the same day as the kesem, so then the mitzur of yachad, and then the kesem only has a din like a riyah. It's not mitame all the way to mafreya shasa kibas. It's only mitame the mafreya meyes leis. So far it's all din of the rabban. Doesn't prove anything about anything. Dinim de Rabbanan, that you mach mamor, tumas mamafreya, all kinds of din. But then the Gemara says, the Gemara goes weiter, that this machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar has ramifications with respect to misakin hilchaseh lemeziva or ma'aves hilchaseh lemeziva. Has ramifications Rashi learns as far as when she goes to the mikveh. What do you mean when she goes to the mikveh? So if a woman finds a kesem safik megufa safik mealma, so minatarid nothing happened. Midrabanan we're machna. So let's say she finds a kesem on Sunday. So you treat the Sunday as if there were a riya, then let her make a hefsek tara Sunday evening before the shkia. You count Monday, the first day of Shimon Kim, there's no dam. She didn't have any riya at all, just a kesem. So Monday through Sunday will be the Shimon Kim. She go to mikveh, when a Torah Sunday morning, and the Rabbanon Sunday night. Fine. Rav Shimon is din. You shouldn't allow mikveh sayim kalkula. She shouldn't be allowed to go to mikveh Sunday morning. She goes Sunday night. But then she has a riya within Meisleis. She had a kesem on Sunday, but then she has a riya on Monday, within 24 hours to the kesem on Sunday. Yeah, but the kesem on Sunday is on a midirabbanan. Meis Bavos said, didn't midirabbanan. And I told her nothing happened. And I told her she had a riya on Monday. So the riya on Monday makes it, let's say, a nida, makes her into a nida. I was mixing up a nida with a zava. Okay, let's go back. Let's say she finds a kesem that should make her a nida. So she finds kesem on Sunday. So according to the din of Hilchas Nida, until Rebbe made a takana that you always treat every woman as a tov. So let's say before Rebbe's takana. This is Rebbe Rav Shimon Alozer. Maybe it's before Rebbe made the takana that we had on Daf Samavon. So the woman has a kesem on Sunday. So it's the first day of the 7 days of Nida. So she has to wait Sunday through Shabbos. Let her go to mikvah Mitzvah Shabbos. The whole thing is a chomer midrabbanan. Then she has a riyas nida on Monday. So the story begins on Monday. So you can't let her go to mikvah before Monday is the first day. You have to wait till Sunday night. You can't let her go to mikvah on Mitzvah Shabbos because she found a kesem on Sunday, but she has a riyah on Monday. So minatara, the story begins on Monday. So Rashi says no. Rashi says if the riyah, according to Rebbe, if the Riya was the next day within Toch Meisleis of the Kesem, it's Mitzurif together. And I say that that she became a Nida starting from Sunday from the Kesem, and she'd go to Mikvah a day earlier. So all the Rishonim ask, what is he, crazy? That's ridiculous. So Taisus jumps on Rashi, and all the Rishonim, they all disagree with Rashi. So Rashi apparently is assuming two things. Rashi is assuming what he said on Nun Beis and Beis. That's where they all attacked Rashi also. Rashi said on Nun Beis and Beis, if you have Riyas 3 days in a row, the first 2 days there was Riyah Bahagosha, the third day there was a Kesem, so I treat the third day as a Riyah also. Since they wrote Mitzuraf Yachad 3 days in a row during the Yor Alf Yom Shebein Nida Benida, so I say, even though there was no Hargosha actually on the third day when she had the Kesem, but since there's Hargosha on Sunday and Monday, so that agosha is mitzuruf to the kesem that she found on Tuesday also. Yeah, but over there, in that case, the Gemara thought, originally the Gemara thought that the mawud detema, that she had two riyas in a row, so that's an umdar and a muchach, he put two and two together, that the kesem on the third day was probably menam oker, and the hargosha from Sunday, Monday is mitzuruf to the riyah on Tuesday. The would have thought mevi'a karbon v'nechal, kamash malam, no. But since it's Safik Me'yamah, so mevi'a karbon v'nechal. Okay. Yeah, but over here, Rashi's talking about what, first of all, is the reverse order. First, on Sunday there was a kesem, and on Monday there was a riyah. So that doesn't faze Rashi. It doesn't matter whether the Hargosha preceded the kesem and the Hargosha followed the kesem. As long as they mitzvah from Yachas, here the Shir Tziruf, he says, for this purpose, is a machlokes hatanaim. Rebbe says the Shir Tziruf is Meis Leis. Rav Shimon Alozer says, no, the Shir Tziruf is Yomo. If the Riyah would be in the afternoon, the Kesem was in the morning, and the Riyah was in the afternoon, then it's Mitzaref Yachad, and I declare that the Kesem has the status of a Riyah. So Benigeh Tadinim Derais, it's irrelevant. Lachar, it's irrelevant. But Benigeh Tadinim Derabanan, it'll be relevant. I declare that that Kesem had the status of a Riyah, and it's not Mitamen Amafreya all the way back at Shas Hakib, it's only Mitamen Amafreya Meis Leis. That's only an afkemina de rabbanim. But if the riya will be the next day, then Rashi learns in the Gemara it'll happen misaken hilchaseha lidei ziva or ma'aves hilchaseha lidei ziva. When does she go to the mikveh? So according to Rashi, if there's a riya the next day within meis leis of the kesem on the first day, riya on Monday within meis leis of the kesem on Sunday, So Rebbe will say that the Hargosha that took place on Monday is mitzurif to the Kesser for the day before. And she goes to Mikveh a day earlier, because the Riyah began from the day before. The Pel is though, but it's the HaKesem, Sofik Miyalmo. And it's Nidia Korban Beinanechel, because it's a Sofik. So how can you allow the woman to go to Mikveh a day earlier? Because it's the HaSofik, not a Sofik there, I say. That's what all the Rishonim ask. Kesem is only a Sofik Migufa, Sofik Miyalmo. The Gemara had a Hava Mina, and base and base, if there are two Riyahs, 2 days in a row, third day there's a Kesem, that should make it a Vadai. Vadai migufa. The Gemara says no. Ma'u detema v'via korban nechal kamashmalan v'via korban v'ena nechal. That's a sofik. If for sure it's only a sofik. It was a kesem on Sunday and a riyah on Monday. If there would have been two riyahs on Monday and Tuesday, we would have also said it's only a sofik. So how did it become a vadai? That's a problem. I don't know. But that's, you see that Rashi on the both dafim, when base on the base and the given base saying the same thing, that if you have riyah a few days in a row. And there's a Hargosha in one of them, whether the Hargosha was on the earlier Riyah, the Hargosha was on the later Riyah, the Hargosha is all, on all the Riyahs, and it has a status menatur. And then number two, Rashi learns that this is a Machlekes Satanayim. What is the sheer Tzirufim for these purposes? Is it Tok Meis Leis? Machlekes on a level of the Rabbanan, but Matam is Ayla Mafreya, Ad Shas Akib is wrongly Ayla Mafreya Meis Leis. But a machlek is on the level of the rising. When can she go to mikveh a night there, a day earlier, a night earlier than normally? So Rashi learns that's a machlek. It's Rabbi of Shimon Aloza. What's the sheer tziruf for these purposes for a riyah, for there to be considered a riyah bargosh? Is the sheer tziruf toch meisleis or the sheer tziruf is yom? So this is just in order to defend the suggestion that we gave in that mishnah on lamed vav on the base that the machlek is a blazer Rabbi Yeshua. Whether how much shofi you have to have, whether shofsa meisleis, or shofsa laila leyom ki leyde shabbos yoma, that it's not a machlekes in medicine, not a machlekes in biology, the way Faisal said. Whether you can attribute the koshi to the birth or not. Of course, the koshi is attributed to the birth. No two ways about it. It's a shailin halacha. A shailin halacha that the tumas yoledes is tumas nida, and this is tumas iva, and it's a tie to the sasri. It's only a tie to the sasri if there's a tziruf. There's no tziruf not. So that's a machlokes satanayim. When you have a shofi, that's mapsik the mevatel tziruf. So what's the shear that's mevatel tziruf? A full day. How much of a full day? Laila v'yom or meis leis? So we see these shiurim in the Mishnah and Zabim and Rashi's pshat on Nun Gimel on base that you have such a machlokes satanayim. What's the shear tziruf? What's the shear mapsik? Whether it's meis leis or yom l'shol
Torah? Do you need 2 days of argosh and 1 day of present, or is there not 1 day of argosh?
The Chor be enough, 1 day of Hargosha and 2 days of Kesem also should also be enough. The only shayla is, but if the Kesem is a Sofik Mi'alma, so how can you say 2 days Kesem in a row, and then you have Hargosha, and we're talking about a Nida, not a Zova, and this is going to allow her to go to Mikveh 2 days earlier? How can you say that? But the Kesem is not a Sofik Mi'alma. Maybe there's nothing there. Maybe it's Mi'alma. So that's a Pella. That's
a Pella. Forces her to make, she can make the
Epsic Tire
earlier?
Normally, a Nida has a Riyaz Dama on Sunday, can't go to Mikveh before Matzoy Shabbos. So here she had a Kesem on Friday and on Shabbos, and then she has a Riyaz Dama on Sunday. So the Kesem, Friday and Shabbos, on make believe Din Midirabbanan, on the level of the Rice, and nothing happened. Nothing. The story begins on Sunday when she had the Riyaz Dama. So how can you, a Nida, not the Zava, how can you allow her to go to Mikveh before Matzoy Shabbos? So Rashi says no. Since she had a riyah with Hargosha on Sunday, so Tzigloi Milsul Mafreya, the Kesem from Shabbos, was also in a Torah, and she became a Nida a day earlier, the Vadoes. It's a Vadoes, she became a Nida starting from Shabbos. She can go to Mikvah on Friday night. She doesn't have to wait till Mutzoy Shabbos. So Tosin says, how can it be? It's the Chasofik Migufa Sofim Yam. How can it be? So that's a Pele in Rashi. I don't know the answer. But, but you
so
see,
before the
takana, how old we should have to wait? Yes. Before we require all the time shivin came for everybody. Yeah. I just wanted to bring out from this Rashi the two nekudas on Nun Gimel on base. One nekuda we had in the other Rashi Nun base on the base. If you have a kesem on one day and we had another day, al pidin them considered mitzuraf yachatz. Even though the day on the kesem there was no hargosha, since it was hargosha on the other day, it's considered as if the Riyah of the Kesem was also the Hargosha, al pidin. And then Rashi had this And then, according to Rashi, on the Gimel of the base, there's a machlekes hatanoim on the level of deraisa about shir tzirufei rias. There's a shir tziruf rias yomo, where the yomo is meis leis, a yomo is laila bayom ki leila shabbos yomo. Is similar to the machlekes. Each case is a little different. By the zapsha ro keri, by a balkeri shiro zivo, keri poitem and azivo. That's about keri and zivo. That's a tie to this asr. And here it's in the Mishnah on Lamed Vav on the base is about Tapsoke between the Damkoshi and the Leva. And here it's a different, in each case it's a different issue. Here it's a tzirif between a Kesem and a Riyah. That I say the Hargosha of the Riyah is oiler to the Kesem also. But in all three cases, Atzar Hashem Shemem, you have a Machlek Zatanayim. What's the Shir Tzirif? Sounds like on the level of the Raisa, whether the Shir Tzirif is Nieis Leis or the Shir Tzirif is Laila Vayom, Leila Shabbos Vayom. Definition here, there's a machlekes satana. What's the definition of yom? Sometimes yom means meis leis by yom ayamayim by yavetnayi. So there, the definition of yom is meis leis, and by a forest and dormant, a machlekes satana. Here is also in these three cases, there's machlekes satana. Here, the shir tzirif is yom. Is it yom meis leis or is it yom calendaric day? Al pi aloch, right? So getting back again, we had this machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Chanina ben Antignus. What daf is that already? We got it already. Where the Ksamim woman finds a gigantic kesem. She finds a gigantic kesem. Whether you assume that she where is it? Numdays. I lost myself. The Mishnah Numdays on Numdays. Yeah. She finds a gigantic kesem, whether that's it's the size of three gris. Less than a gris, we'll have to see that more. Less than a gris is a machlekes satanoim. And the accepted opinion, the Gemara says, Lamaskon is that you have to have a gris viyod. You have to have slightly more than a gris. That's what Rashi writes over here. Gris, that's a Rashi in Beis and Beis. He says, quoting Gemara later, you have to have a gris viyod of dam that it should be metamen. In Europe, they always used to. In Europe, they printed in the Yerodeya the size of the gris. But then we have the exact same Yerodeya, half the size. So if you can reprint the same thing in smaller size, so what's the shear? So they used to give a shear a coin. So they used to give shear and then Russian coins and Polish coins. So if we don't have the Russian coins, we don't have the Polish coins. So what is the shear today? So I think they say for Moshe Feinstein, it's larger than a dime. The dime is much the smallest coin. It's the smallest coin. How do you get the impressions from the Achrayim that these Russian coins that they were measuring were bigger than a dime? But that's what they say from Moshe Feinstein. That a gris viyod means if it's larger than the size of a dime, then it has a din of kesem. So let's say Nisha has a kesem, a balas a kesem, she becomes a nida, she goes to the mikveh, does she say a bracha when she goes to the mikveh? Is that a vaday nida? And after it's a sofik miguf, a sofik miyama. It's a sofik migufa, sofik miyam. When is a real sofik? We're not talking she finds a dam on her underwear. It can't be. It's clearly menamaka, but it's just b'liagash. I'm talking. She finds a kesem on a sheet. She was diapering a baby. Other people slept over there. She doesn't know who's where the dam came from. When there's a real sofik migufa, sofik miyam. So would the woman say bracha on the tefillah and the mikveh min ha'tayra, the kesem is not? Huh? Is Mishimukhi? That's the Darkin Shuvah quotes Achrayim Amasukhi. Is that when a Chachamim were goes a Ksama, whether it goes a Bataras Safik or Bataras Vada? It's a Safik, Migufa Safik, Mi'alma, and Rebbe Kiva says here we have a Pasik Dam Volo Kesem, that Safik there I say Lakula, like Safik Mamzu is Mutamana Torah, Safik Arla Bachutzlar is Mutamana Torah, Safik Avelus. Taisus quotes the Gun, even if Avelus Yam Rishon is there I say, he still says Safik Avelus Lakula. So here it says Safik Lakula. And the Rabbanim say Safik Lachumer Betera Safik. But he say no. The Rabbanim made a takana whenever there's a Safik Akesem, Safik Megufa, Safik Me'alma. So they made a takana Betera Vadai that the Kesem is Metame. She has to be, she's a Nida Vadai in the Rabbanim. Yeah, so that's a similar issue, let's say, regarding Demai. And Amoretz, Minatoira, Rashi writes in different places in Gemara, Minatoira, Amoretz, a religious Jew, not 100% doesn't learn all the, doesn't learn, other things, not so medactic and everything. But he tells me, he swears on a Bible that it is Marfish, Trumas, and Mises. So what? First of all, he tells me that it's Marfish. Secondly, Rav Amoretz, Masrenheim. So the Rav is that it's Gemaiset, that's not Tevel. And he has Minatoira, she really have them on. And so they made a problem with the Rabbanon, because they found the miut of Ami Haaretz were not Mafish Maises, Truma, you don't even have to ask them. Truma, they're not going to fool around on Truma, so that you know that the Ami Haaretz were Mafish Truma. But Maiserish and Maiserisheni, there were some of them, there was a minority who are Hashudim, Allah Maisvis, and they made a takan of the Rabbanon that you have to be Mafish Maises, Minat Demai. So what's Taka the Din? So the Mishlam Melech raises this issue. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in Asim Deraisa on this Mishlam Melech. What's the story by Demai? Afroshes Maises by Demai is Betoras Sofik or Betoras Vada. The Mishnah says you don't say Abroch. The Mishnah says you mafrish Demai Orum. And the Gemara says, why Orum? He doesn't have to say Abroch. You have to say Abroch. You can't say Abroch if you're not dressed. So you don't say Abroch. So the Gemara says, why? Because Sofik Abroch is Lahonta. So that could be that it's a Takana Betoras Vada, but since it started off as a Sofik, so that's also called Sofik Abroch is Lahonta. So that's a deal in the Mishlam Melech and Rabbi Yosef Engel, whether the Takana of the Mai was Vitoris Sofik or Vitoris Vada. Well, the Moshe Yantam Sheni Shel Golis. Yantam Sheni Shel Golis, Min HaTeiro, the Netziv writes in his Bir HaChumish at the end of Parshas Amor, in the Erchev Dov, the footnotes on the bottom of the page. So the Netziv writes at the end of Amor, where you have the Parshas Amoados. So he says, you see from the Gemara that they never observed 2 days Yom Kippur. Yerushalmi says that there were Hasidim and Shemaisa who would fast 2 days in a row. And Shulchan Aruch, talks about those who want to fast 2 days in a row. But they never made a takana that you have to observe 2 days Yom Kippur. And they never even bought, because of suffix takana, someone can die from fasting for 2 days in a row. They never even made a takana you should abstain from Malacha. No one's going to drop dead from abstaining from Malacha. They never even made a takana to observe Yantav Sheni Shal Yom Kippur. So he said, you see that this fake of the Yom story, even Mizman Shekitra al-Piyari, wasn't a real Sufik. It wasn't a real Sufik deraisa. Even Mizman, that we call it a real fake of the Yom, it was only a make-believe Sufik midirabbanon or mitaminik. He's not, it's a deal in the Gemara. According to Rashi, this is a machlekes amaron in Beitza, first paragraph in Beitza. What's the status of Yom Tov Sheni? Then Mizman Hazeh, the Gemara says that they sashof mitam, after they established the fixed luach, the fixed calendar in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanim and Chutz Lords wanted to know, should we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? So the Gemara says, shof mitam, they sent the letter from Eretz Yisrael, Yizor v'minig avasechem v'yadech. So Tosfos understood that Gemara to mean that the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias today is only a minig, because that was the expression that they used in the letter, shof mitam. They sent to Meretz and Zarb and Minig, it's only a minute. And the other Mishnah say, no, the word Minig over there doesn't mean Minig a custom. It means you should continue the practice of your forefathers. And this letter is a psak that you have to observe, you have to shayni mitam takana, not mitam Minig. That's the machlokes. We didn't live so long to get to that Taisus and Brachas daf Yudal and Amanal. Everybody outvoted the daf. But on that daf, there's a Taisus, where Taisus says that machlokes are rishonim when they say abrachem, when you say chatzi halal mishchedesh, because chatzi halal mishchedesh is a gemara in Tainus that it's only a minig. And there's a gemara in Sukkah that says that clapping hashinus on bizman hazeh, clapping hashinus on Hashanah Rabbah, is only a minig, and therefore you don't say abrachem. So Tosfos quotes that the Machzav Vitri writes that because yom kriyas halal mishchedesh, chatzi halal is only a minig, so just like clapping hashinus, you don't say abrachem. The one should not say a brach on chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's how the Rambam writes as well. And Tosfos goes to Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. No, the difference between this minig and that minig. The minig of reciting halal, that's a better minig, that's a stronger minig. So that you would say a brach on that minig. And the minig of clapping on Shinas, that's a weaker minig, and they give a whole hezbollah why. So that minig, you don't say a brach. This minig, you do say a brach. And then Tosfos says, proof that you do say a brach on Minhagim, stuff Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, we say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah and Al Achilas Morer. And the whole Yom Tov Sheni, we all know, is only a minig. Tosfos writes, and nonetheless, he says Kedushan and Mitzvot and Tzivano. So you see that Birchas HaMitzvah is in place for observance of the minig as well. The Ran in Sukkah, where that Tosfos appears also, the same Tosfos on Brachas Daf Yudal appears in Sukkah Daf Mevov, But the Gemara says you don't say bracha on clapping or shyness, so it's only a minig. So the Ran says, what do you mean? What do you mean observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol is only a minig? Where'd they get that from? From the Loshon of the Lady Zar, the minig of Sed Medem. He says it does mean that. He says that was a Loshon of the Psak. You should continue the practice of your forefathers. And he says Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol is a real din de rabban. It's not a minig. That's where Rav Alvala points out this is theory in the Rambam. Half the time the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes that observance of Yom Tov Sheni is a minig. And half the time he writes that observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol is a takar de rabban. So it's a problem. It seems to be a steer in the Rambam. Rav Alvala has, he suggested the terrors. Others not happy with his terrors. Okay, there's a whole discussion. So Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol started off as a Sveikah de Yoyma. The Nitziv claims it was never a real Sveikah de Yoyma. He said they never held Mikra within 2 days Yom Kippur. The whole thing was either only a Chumr Midrabban or a Minik. When it was Kitchal Piyari, why? Why wasn't it a real Sveikah de Yoyma? Because Raif Shanim, Ruba de Ruba, La Matzina Elul Ma'uber. Ruba de Ruba, maybe the whole Tkufas by Sheni. So Shadah, how long was Tkufas by Sheni? Mar says by Sheni was 420 years. And history books say it was way over 500 years. So however long it was, you only know that there was one year that Elul had 30 days. So that's quite a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, that Elul is always going to have 29 days. So then it says, Mikra din deraisi, have a right to follow the Ruba, that Elul is only going to have 29 days and not 30 days, and Ruba de Ruba, Ador HaSamach Lenisan, is also only going to have 29 days, and Nisan is going to have 30 days. And because of the rare possibility, once in 500 years, that's mamish, more than once in a yovel. Yiddish, that's an expression, once in a yovel. It's more than once in a year. Okay. It's not the same, though, because over here it only happens once a year, so it's once in a yovel, one out of 50 times, not one out of 365 times 50. Over here it's only Nisha once, okay. So once out of 400 or 500 years, Adar HaSamach Lenisan is going to have 30 days, or Elul is going to have 30 days, so you're not mechuyev to be chayshish for that. You have a right to follow the overwhelming right. So the observance of Yom Tov Sheni, Mikra Din, was never really a Sveika Deraisa L'chumre, it was only a make-believe Sofik Yidim and the Rabban Lamita Minik, and after they sent the Luach, so for sure, it's not a real Sofik Deraisa today, it's either a Minik or a Takana Rabban, whichever it is. So the Shaila is Bizman Azeb, whether the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol is B'toras Vadli or B'toras Sofik. So Bizmacha Kitchu Al Pi Ariya, so the Mishnayis say, that the observance of Yom Tov Sheni is B'toras Sofik, not B'toras Vadli. Either B'toras Sofik, either it's a Din D'Rabbanan or a Minik. However, according to Rashi, that's a Machlokes in the Gemara Beitz. The Mishnah says if you have Tevel, you're not permitted to be Mafish Trumas and Maisens, neither on Shabbos, nor on Yom Tov Sheni. You're not allowed to be Mafish. So what if he has a basket full of fruits and vegetables and he wants to eat it on Yom Tov Sheni? And he wasn't Mafish on Erev, you're not allowed to be Mafish on Yom. So the Mishnah says in Erev, let him take the kalkola shel peres, let him take the basket full of the fruits and vegetables, and let him be mafresh on the first day Yom Tov, alak tanai, and he'll say, if today is Yom Tov, lo yam ha'ein b'dvarai klum. And if today is Erev Yom Tov, and tomorrow is Yom Tov, I hereby am mafresh, this should be truma, this should be ma'aseh, this should be ma'aseh shein. And it comes the next day, the second day, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol, and he'll say, if yesterday was Yom Tov, I hereby am mafresh, everything that I set aside yesterday, I declare today, that should be truma gedolah, that should be ma'aseh, this should be ma'aseh shein. And if today's yantav, yesterday was every yantav, so my hafrasha from yesterday was good. So the Mishnah says he can be mafresh trumas and maises al hatanai. The shaila is maybe that was only before they established the fixed calendar. So the observance of yantav sheni, whether mitam minig or midirabbana, however you slice it, was only b'toras sofik. Maybe bizman hazeh, there isn't even any sofik. What's sake of the yantav? We have calendars printed centuries in advance. So there is no suffix. And maybe today, whether the observance is Midrabban or Mitaminik, maybe today I should say the observance of Yom Tov Sheni is B'toras Vadai, not B'toras Sofik. So the Rambam writes like that in the Mishnah Torah, that the observance of Yom Tov Sheni is B'toras Vadai, and this shtick doesn't work anymore. You cannot be Mafresh Trumas and Maisen Salat Tanai on the first day and on the second day, you're not allowed to do that. And the Rambam says, how can that be? Bizman Hazeh, if anything, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gol should be weaker than it ever was before. Years ago there was a real Sveikah D'Yoyma, a fake Sveikah D'Yoyma. Today there isn't even a fake Sveikah D'Yoyma. Today it's only Zohar V'minigam Sech Mi'edechem. We should carry on the same way our forefathers did. So how did all of a sudden become Mochomer? The whole Yom Tov Sheni should have fallen apart. We say it doesn't fall apart, we still continue to observe. How can it be that it's Mochomer? So the Rambam is Masik. So it's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, how do they paskin? We paskin like the Rebbe against the Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, you can make Alat Tanah. If you got to make an Erev Tapshilin, you have 2 days Yantif in a row, and then it's going to come Shabbos. So you're supposed to make an Erev, let's say Yantif is Thursday, Friday. It's going to be 3 days in a row, Thursday, Friday, and then it's going to be Shabbos. So you're supposed to make the Erev Tapshilin on Wednesday. You didn't make the Erev Tapshilin on Wednesday, so you make the Erev Tapshilin on Thursday, Alat Tanah. You say, if today is Erev Yontif and tomorrow Friday is Yontif, I'm making an Erev Tavshil. And if today is Yontif and tomorrow is Isruchag, tomorrow is Matzoh Yontif, then I don't need an Erev Tavshil. Okay? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you can make an Erev Tavshil in Alat Tanai. So we still paskin like that. That's still, the Rambam says he can't. According to the Rambam, his man is Yontif Hashem Shagog, and Mohammed that he used to be, is Machin Kitchel Piyarim. So what's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivid? Yontif Sheni was instituted initially because of the Sofer. So the Rambam says that's how it started off. But then it became Avada. The Zman Hazeh became Avada. So you have three cases, according to Rashi, you have three cases. Rashi commented on the top of Nun Ches on the Aleph, that what's Ksamim, all of that Ksamim in the Rabbanon? So Rashi said, Dil Margashav Al Avadaita. The Rabbanim were making believe that there's a, the woman didn't have any harkasha. So there is no, on the level of the rishis, there is no suffix. So we're making believe in the Rabbanim that we're making it into a suffix. So according to the way Rashi learned, you have three cases which are pretty similar. In Atar, there's no suffix. By Yantam Shemesh Shogos, there's no suffix. And by the Demai, Rabbi Amoritz Master in Hain, and Amoritz tells me he squares on a stack of Bible, that it's all the Maisid, and Echanan Bissum says there's no problem. And with the Rabbanim, we say Yantam Sheni is a suffix. We make believe it's a Sofik ben the Rabbanon. And the Ksamim is a Sofik ben the Rabbanon. Rashi learns, Lil Ma'argish of Alava Adaita. And the Gemai is a Sofik ben the Rabbanon. Maybe it's not Gemaisit. So in all three cases, you have a Machloikis HaTanoim. Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So take a look on Hey Omer Aleph. We're talking about one aspect of Ksamim. So Gemara says, yeah, Rav Meir, who the machma b'ksamim. Take a look, there's a thesis there on Hamad Aleph, Dibra Maskel. Rav Meir, who the machma b'ksamim. You know Rav Meir is machma b'ksamim. So Rabbi Kiveger has a comment on that thesis. Because you look in the Rash, Resh Perk, based the Orla. The Rash there in the beginning of Orla quotes a Yerushalmi that there are two machlokes in Rav Meir and the Rabbanon l'shitasim. By ksamim, this one that we just learned, where was it? Nun base on the base. And based on the days, is a machlekes. Rav Meir is more machman than Rav Chanina ben Antignus. Rav Meir says if you find a gigantic kesem the size of three grisviot, so on one day, and there's a possibility maybe a little dam came out each of 3 days, some of the rabbanish becomes a zavik. It's not so. So Rav Meir is machman b'ksamim. So the Yerushalmi quoted by the Rash says the following. If you have demai, you buy from an amoritz, you have demai. So you don't have to be mafresh truma gedoyla, because that's the Yerushalmi. Everybody's mafresh truma gedoyla. You only have to be mafresh maisa misha maisa shen. Once you're mafresh maisa misha, you have to be mafresh maisa mina maisa. Because the amoritz, they're only afraid about not being mafresh truma gedoyla. But they're not keen about mafresh truma maisa misha. And once they're not mafresh maisa misha, so they're not mafresh truma maisa misha. So when I buy the mai from the Amoretz, I have to be mafresh. I don't have to be mafresh truma gedoyla. I have to be mafresh maaser rishon, maaser min ha-maaser, give it to the kohen, and then maaser sheni. So what's the din of a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg? So pasuk and chumash, a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg has to give ker b'chaymish. A zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg has to give ker b'chaymish to the kohen. So what's the din of a zar she'ochal truma maaser shel demai b'shoigeg? So the Mishnah in Orla, that's the Mishnah that the Rash goes on, the first Mishnah and the second Perek in Orla. The Mishnah says, Zar Shachal Trumas Maiser Shal Demai B'Shoigeg has to give Kerem B'Chanish. So the Rash quotes Yerushalmi, that's Rav Meir L'Shitasa that he holds, Yesh B'Ksamim Mishum Zov. Hatzushta. But the Rabbanan disagree over here, so the Rabbanan disagree over there also. There is the Gemara. In Bava Metzia, Perek Hazov, it says about Chamisha Chumshim Hay. There are five people who are most in Chumash here. Nun Hay and Bez, is a Mishnah. In the end of Hazov, Chamisha Chumshim Hay, there are five people who are most in Chumash. Echol Chumash B'Shoigeg, Echol Chumash Maisa B'Shoigeg, Echol Chumash Maisa Shal Demai B'Shoigeg, Achal and Bikur. These are all Truma. Truma Gdoyla, Maisa Men HaMaiser, Chal and Bikur, all four are Truma Gdoyla. The din is there's a machlekes hatanaim in a mishnah in Me'ila where the surim mitzdarkim zemzeh. There's a machlekes hatanaim how much chazav you have to get if you have to eat in order to get malchus. So one tana holds kol shul the malchus. The omer kazayis elinin yin chatas dovad. In order to get malchus, if you eat less than a kazayis, it's not only osman ator, you get malchus. So we don't pass like that. We pass you have to eat a kazayis and chatz yishir. If you eat less than a kazayis, the machlekes abiyachan reishlokesh and we pass in it's osman ator. Like Rabbi Yechon farms. You have to eat a kazayas isa. What if I eat half a kazayas, let's say I have a slice of bread, and I shmir on some treif liver. I have a cracker. And I shmir on treif liver. So the liver is a chatzi zayas, and the cracker is a chatzi yayas. But the cracker is kosher. So that's a machlekes hatanayim, where the hetem it's tarf liyisit to make up the kazayas anayim. So we pass, ain't hetem it's tarf liyisit. If you really out... If you're bent on getting malchus, you gotta eat a kazayas of the treifas. You eat a chatzi zayas of kosher, chatzi zayas of treifas. So we don't accept that opinion that hetem and star from isa. You have to have a kazayas of isa. So the guy has a kazayas, he's dying to get malchus. The guy eats a kazayas. He eats a chatzi zayas of nevela, a chatzi zayas of basa b'chovel. Regular flesh, not nevela, basa b'chovel. So that's a vaita machlega satanan, where the surim and star from isa, that we pass can know. That you don't get, he's still, the guy doesn't get malchus. The guy's dying to get his malchus. He's not going to get malchus unless he eats a full kazayas of one is. So the Mishnah Me'ila has all of these dinim. So the Mishnah Me'ila says, what if he's a non-koyin, he's a zar, and he eats a quarter of a kazayas, he's not allowed to eat truma. A zar is not permitted to eat truma. So he eats a quarter of a kazayas of truma, a quarter of a kazayas of maisa mana maisa, a quarter of a kazayas of ikurim, and a quarter of a kazayas of challah. So the Mishnah says that it's all shem echod, and it's been starting then. Because challah and bikurim and trumas maisa, maisa mana maisa, it's all truma. That's the exact same thing as truma. So that's this mishnah. Hamishu chum shemhein, that a zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg has to give keren b'chaymish, not only applies to the original parasha of truma, it applies to bikurim, it applies to challah, it applies to maisa mana maisa. That's four. The mishnah in Me'il only has the four: bikurim, challah, truma gdoila, maisa mana maisa. Here the mishnah throws in the fifth one: trumas maisa shel demar. Shumas Maisa, Shumas Maisa, you have to be Maisa Chaymish. So the Gemara says, just a minute, that's only Rav Meir's sheet. Rav Meir is the one, he's Machmer in Demai, like he's Machmer in Ksamim. Lishita said that he's Machmer in a get. If the husband sent a get from Medina Sayyam, and the Shlich was supposed to say, that's the first Mishnah get, Shlich was supposed to say, which is a Takona de Rabbana. And the Shlich failed to say, so she's not allowed to remarry. You have to do the get all over again. The shliach has to say b'fan echta if it's true. If he was watching when the get was signed and when the get was written. So what if the woman goes ahead and remarries and she has a baby from the second husband? When after her, the get was good the way it was, but the rabbanon the get was no good. She wasn't allowed to get married. So it's a machlekes rameir nachacham. So rameir says hablad mamzer shohayir rameir raima oyimahayir rameir kol ameshanim mevaper shetov chachamim begitin yoytzi hablad mamzer. And the Chachamim disagree. Ain't a blood mamzer. Machlekes on nun hay and a base. It's of course in Gittin also. It's a masechus Gittin. But the Bavli here in nun hay and a base makes a tushtel. The Ramei Lishitosa, just like Ramei holds that a blood mamzer, just like he holds a blood mamzer when he didn't say b'fananechtam. What's the story with b'fananechtam? So the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin said the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi what he needed for him. So midirabbanan, minatar, you don't have to have any b'fanenach. The guy comes and he establishes, how does he establish that he's the shliach la'ilocha? That's the Rosh discusses. That's a major question. A man comes and somehow he is able to convince us that he is the shliach la'ilocha. Either has a harshah, or he can claim, here I'm holding on to the get. We'll have to figure that out when we learn gittin sometime. So the man comes and minatar, he's never to say, here's the get. The shani says, he does have to say b'fanenach. Midirabbanan, we're afraid maybe the get was not written lishma, because in chutzlo is the manat became lishma. Maybe the whole get is a forgery. Maybe the whole thing is a forgery. Maybe it wasn't written, maybe it wasn't authorized by the Baal. Ain Adam and Suim Lakamis, either because of one suffix, because of another suffix, make believe sfakis with the Rabbonim, and our Torah wrote the Kimen, and our Torah there's nothing to worry about. But with the Rabbonim, they made sfakis. So putting together the Bavli, with Yushami has three, you have three Lushitosas here. Yushami put together Machlekes Amer the Rabbonim by Demai. Rameir is Machman by Demai, the Rabbonim Amekel by Demai, where they have to give Chemish. If ye ate a Zashach Chumas, Maisah Shal Demai. And Yushami says that's Lushitosam by Ksamim. That the Ksamim is a suffix, the way Rashi learns on them, Chesmah. Ksamim is a make-believe suffix with the Rabbanan, so Rav Meir treats it with more seriousness than the Rabbanan say no. And the Babli makes of the Shitasai, the Rav Meir, who's machna by the Demai, is the one the Shitasai who's machna by the Vlad Mamzer. With the Rabbanan, they may believe that there's a suffix. Then I told there's no suffix. The guy says, I'm the Shlif, my Lord, I'm fighting. The Rabbanan they made up that you have to treat it as if it's a suffix. Maybe it wasn't written in the Shema. Maybe there wasn't a Tzivi Abal. So Rameyus says it to the extent that Rav Lamam and the Rabbanan say no. The whole thing is an invention with the Rabbanan, so it's not. So putting together the Babli with Rishami, you have a three-way Lishitosei over here. What exactly is the Machloikas? What exactly is the Machloikas? So it could be that this is... Remember after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, they asked me to give a... to give a shir, a certain yeshiva in Eretz and Shiva Tagolah. Now, my daughter happens to live in that city now, but at the time that I gave the shir, she didn't live there. So I visited the yeshiva. So they wanted me to give, speak about Rav Soloveitchik, they wanted me to give a shir. So first I gave the shir for an hour. They were learning, I don't remember what. So I gave the shir, I was speaking about this topic, about the three ways of Shitosa. And then I had a break a little bit, then I spoke about Rav Soloveitchik. So I said, that shir that I just gave, Rav Soloveitchik would never say that shir. Such a tilpul with a lishitosa, a three, even though the Babli with Rishami say, he would never, he would judge each thing individually. He wouldn't make such a sweeping statement. But as Farfan, here the Babli makes such a statement, Rishami makes such a statement. So perhaps the issue that they're fighting about, according to Rashi's version, according to Bay Rashi says that Ksamim is a Sufik Midirabban, Dil Margash of Alabadite, and the Demai is a make believe Sufik Midirabbanan, and the and the get, the reason why you need Befananachnav is also make believe Sufik with the Rabbanan. So all three are Minatur, there's no Sufik, for some reason or another, Erechanem Bisurim by the Amoritz, or Rav Amoritz Masrim, we have a Birur, and with the Rabbanan we say there's insufficient Birur, there's a Sufik. So do you treat it, you really treat it like a Sufik, or do you say it's worse than a Sufik, you treat it like a Vadai? Epsar Meir says, Rameir is prepared to treat it like a Vadai. And the Rabbanim say, no, it's only a Sufik and there's room to be made. Something along these lines. Or it could be it's a little different. See, if that's the issue, whether you treat it like a Sufik, you treat it like a Vada, and the Rabbanim, like the Machlekes, the Rambam, and derive it by Yantam Shemesh of Golias, his Manazeh. The Mishnah Melech raised the issue regarding Demai. Where the Demai of Mishmar Melech raises the issue, Rabbi Yosef Engel has the long essay in Asim Deraisa. It could be that this is the Machlok Zaman and the Rabbanan, where the Demai is B'Torah Sofik and the Demai is B'Torah Slavik. It could be. Or it could be that it's really a different Nikuda, a different issue. Namely, in order for the Vlad to be Mamzer, let's say a man is a Machzer Grushasa. So the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. There are forbidden marriages that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha. Vlad will be a cholol, but it won't be a mamzer. Cholol a cholol won't be a mamzer. What's the rule? So the different opinions of the Tanakh. So we pass from like Shimon HaTimoni, that Shimon HaTimni, however you pronounce his name. I think Rashi says he came from the city of Timnos. Not that he came from Timani, he came from Timnos. So Shimon HaTimni. So the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, we pass from like that Tanakh, Shimon HaTimoni, that the Vlad is only mamzer from Chayvi Krisis. So over here, let's say the shliach la'ilocha gave the get and he didn't say b'fana nechva and echna. How can he say the vlad is a mamz? What, there's an isa chorus here? The whole thing is midirabbanan. How can it be chorus? The Gemara said b'ferish and get no such thing as chorus midirabbanan. Yeah, but midirabbanan they say we're making believe as if it is chorus. So maybe that's the nekudas amachlegs amen derabbanan. Not whether, when you have a takana derabbanan that's rooted in sofik, whether it remains b'torah sofik or it's considered b'torah sladai, could be it's a different shaila. Do you consider it as if, with the Rabbanan, you really have, we treat it as if there's kares, in order to be Moisel Chaimish, Azar Shachal Truma Bishege has to be Moisel Chaimish. Why? So the Gemara says Chaimish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim like Chatas is to Kuris. If a person eats Chelev Adam Bishege, he has to bring a Chatas. And if the Azar Shachal, there are a whole group of people who are Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, we don't say that all of them have to give Chaimish. But the Gemara says that the Azar Shachal Truma Bishege has to give Chaimish. That chaimish is a kapara for having violated the nader sheyesh mamisa b'dei shamayim, and the giving of the chaimish is for the sake of a kapara. So what if the zar was ochal truma b'shegeg? The truma is only a make-believe truma with the rabban. It's only truma smaisa shal demai. There is no truma shal demai. The demai we assume that amoritz is mafresh the truma. So there's no truma shal demai. But the truma smaisa shal demai. There's maisa mena maisa shal demai. Because the amoritz are chashudim not to be mafresh maisas. So once you have to be mafresh ma'isa rishon, then you have to be mafresh ma'isa mina ma'isa. So that's what they're arguing about. Rameh the Rabbanan, do you have to, if the zar she'ochal trumas ma'isa shel demai, is yichayev choy mishana. So what's the shayla? So it could be the shayla is, do you treat afroshes demai like a vadeh, like a suffix? If you treat it like a suffix, then you don't have to give. The suffix, hametz mechavel of arayv. If you treat it like a vadeh, you do have to give. But it could be that that's not the machlekes. Could be the machlekes is that in order to be chayv to be meisid chaymesh, you have to violate an avera. The zar shachal has to have violated an avera sheyesh ba misa b'dei shamayim, that the chaymesh should serve as a kapara for that avera. So can you really say over here that there's misa b'dei shamayim? The whole thing is an invention of the rabbana by the demai. So you say, yeah, mid the rabbana they said that there's misa b'dei shamayim. So do you consider that like misa b'dei shamayim? The truth of the matter is that it's not. The Gemara says in Hanizokin, there's no Kores Midirabbanan, there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim Midirabbanan. But Midirabbanan, did they say you should act as if it is? So maybe that's the Machleg Zameh Midirabbanan. Anyway, somehow there's some kind of a Machleg Zameh Midirabbanan that the Bavli puts together two of them, the Befanenechta, Befanenechta, with the Dmai. How serious are they both? Rav Meir is Machman both, and the Rabbanan are Mekon both, somehow the Shitosim. And the Yerushalmi, referred to by the Rash, that Rabbi Kadega refers to on Hey Amid Aleph, places there on Hey Amid Aleph says that the Babli says Rav Meir in general is more Machmer than the Rabbanan and Ksamim. Rav Meir here, the Machmer B'Ksamim, so he says Machmer in general. Nira Lefarish, Meir Machmer B'Ksamim, Shehu Roga Lachmer B'Ksamim, Tveimid the Rabbanan, Kidistan Amdachnun Beis Anadeis. Places says that the Lishitosar, places says that the Babli on Hey Amid Aleph says that Rav Meir is generally more machmer than the Rabbanan in Ksum. Only Ksum. And Rabbi Kevega's Yerushalmi puts together Ksumim, Rabbi Meir generally is machmer, puts it together with the Demai. And the Babli and Hazah put together the Demai with the Befananechta. So there's something going on here. So this suffix that the Darkei Tshuva raised, with the Balas HaKesem, when she's double in the mikveh, whether she says a bracha, is not so simple. There is what to be done. Whether Balas HaKesem has a din of Nida B'Toras Vada or just Nida B'Toras Sofik. It could be that that's involved in Machlek Sameh, or it could be that the Nekudas and Machlekas is something else. Got to try to formulate exactly what is this sweeping Machlekas that they're fighting about. And how does this, however you understand, how does this read in the Gemara? And when based on the base, the woman found a gigantic kesem the size of three grisim. So Rav Meir is machmer b'ksamim and makes him into a zav gedol. Maybe a little bit of Adam came not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. And Rav Chanina ben Atigna says, no. If you have less than a grisviyo, you tell them a machalos. You have more than a grisviyo, it's one kesem. How does it become three? So what's the machlekes over here between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan? What's the machlekes over here? So maybe we'll start from this tomorrow. What exactly is the machlokes? Okay, they told me to announce there's a barbecue tomorrow between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock across the street in the somewhere in the garden. I don't know exactly where. Sponsored by SO1. Who's going to talk it? SO1? Okay. And then this year is 1:15. Okay. Everyone is invited to the barbecue.
Are we going?